and searching of this faith.
啊，因为信仰的对象是神。
Because the object of this faith is God.
但是因为它，我们肉眼看不到。
And we, with our naked eyes, cannot see God.
也因为我们的信心不同。
And because our faith is all different, we cannot come to a consensus.
啊，了解跟认识也不同。
And our understanding, is also different.
啊，所以有些人是深信不疑，有些人是啊完全否认。
Some people have very deep faith in God. However, some people totally disregard God.
啊，不过我们今天晚上用一个短短的时间，跟大家来分享一下有关信仰方面的追求，
And tonight,
来了解神在哪里。
We're going to spend tonight, to talk about where is God and the pursuit of this faith.
啊，全世界各民族都有它的语文或者文字。
In this world, in every part of this world, you can find that each nation has their own language and culture.
啊，都有神这个字。
And within their language, there is this word God.
啊，但是有时我们人因为看不到神，所以否定他的存在。
However, because some people, they cannot see God, they deny the existence of God.
啊，德国有位哲学家叫做尼采，他说神早就死了。
There was this philosopher, German philosopher, his name is Nietzsche. He proclaimed that God is dead.
啊，所以有些人啊，对信仰的事情是完全否认的。
And because of that philosophy, some people totally disregard the existence of God.
好，所以我们啊，可以从整个人类的信仰来把它归类。
And if we were to conclude, the faith of man in this world,
啊，大概可以分成三种类型。
We can, categorize them in, three different aspects.
啊，就是人对神的看法。
That is, the perspective of man towards God.
啊，第一种人是无神论的。
The first perspective is, atheist.
认为神他是不存在。
And they deny the existence of God.
但是圣经怎么说呢？
And what does the Bible have to say with this?
我们来看啊，这个诗篇。
Let's turn to the book of Psalms.
啊，诗篇十四篇。
Chapter 14.
诗篇十四篇第一节
Verse 1 Psalms chapter 14 verse 1。
啊，诗篇十四篇第一节
Psalms chapter 14 verse 1。
愚顽人心里说没有神，他们都是邪恶，行了可憎恶的事，没有一个人行善。第二节
Verse 2。
耶和华从天上垂看世人，要看有明白的没有，有寻求神的没有。啊，这里有人说没有神。
Here there are people who says there is no God.
啊，这是第一类的人。
And this is the first category of human.
另外有第二类的人。
There's another category of human.
认为神是存在的。
They see the existence of God.
但是神是很多。
But they see there are many gods.
啊，所以用人的手去雕刻啊，这个偶像来敬拜。
And these group of people, they use their hand to carve an idol of God.
上是天，下是地。
They carve many idols.
啊，但是这个对神的看法是不是对
？However, is this a correct perspective of what exactly God is?
啊，我们来看诗篇一百一十五篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 115.
诗篇一百一十五篇
Psalms 115
啊，第二节
Verse 2
一百一十五篇第二节
Psalms 115 verse 2
啊，为何容外邦人说他们的神在哪里呢？第三节
Verse 3
然而我们的神在天上，都随自己的意志行事。第四节
Verse 4
他们的偶像是金的银的，是人手所造的。第五节
Verse 5
有口不能言，有眼不能看。第六节
Verse 6
有耳不能听，有鼻不能闻。第七节
Verse 7
有手不能摸，有脚不能走，有喉咙不能出声。第八节
Verse 8
照他要和他一样，靠他也要如此。这边有谈到两种神。
Here it mentions two kinds of gods.
啊，第二类的神就是人的手去造的神。
this God is made by the hands of human.
好，那么靠他的人呢，即使是不能靠的。
And those gods that is carved and made by man cannot be depended on.
我们要知道，我们所信仰的神是啊，创造天地万物跟人的神。
We must believe that the God that we believe in is the one that has created this universe and man.
啊，所以我们所信的是造物主。
Therefore, the one that we believe in is the creator.
不是受造之物。
And it's not the one being created.
啊，所以有时候因为信仰的观念不一样。
Because of a different perspective of faith.
啊，所以会有一些偏差。
There is a certain diversion from the truth.
可是我们应该能够很有理智的很有智慧的去判断。
But it's important that we all should come together and judge and discern it from a rational point of view.
也能够客观的去比较。
And then we can compare it through rational manner.
这边第三节说，其实神是在天上。
Here in verse 3, it says, Our God is in heaven.
可是天到底是哪一个天呢?
However, what exactly is this heaven referring to?
是我们肉眼所看的天吗?
Is this heaven that we all can see with our eyes?
其实不是我们只凭肉眼所看的天。
However, this heaven does not refer to the heaven that we can see with our naked eyes.
因为其实神是充满天地的。
Because we know that God fills all in all.
中国人造字对这个天字的意义很深。
And in Chinese character, this word heaven has a deep meaning.
因为天字是一大为天。
The Chinese character is made up of this radical big.
其实神是为尊为大的。
And so God himself is one that is big and one that we should revere.
因为他是造物主。
Because he is the creator.
我们虽然有凭着我们肉眼看不到他。
Although with our naked eyes we cannot see God and he is invisible.
虽然有人半信半疑或者完全的否认。
And although some people are totally skeptical and cynical with the existence of God.
可是我们相信他是存在的。
But we believe that God exists.
当我们走过沙滩的时候。
If we were to walk on the beach,
看到沙滩上有脚印
and if we see footsteps,
我们就知道这个沙滩是有人走过的
and if we see the footprint, we can conclude that people have walked on the beach.
虽然你没有看到这个人
although you have not met or seen this person who left the footprint,
你看到这个脚印就知道有人走过
but you know that the print shows that someone has walked past.
同样的道理
Similarly,
我们在生活的周遭环境里面
In our life, in our environment that surrounds us
我们也可以看到神的脚印
We can also see the footprint of God
就是神的大能、神的作为、神的踪迹
And that is the work and a work of God
让你能够去体会他存在的证据
And from the work that he has done we can all conclude the existence of God
我们来参考罗马书。
Let's turn to the book of Romans.
罗马书第一章。
Romans chapter 1.
罗马书的第一章。
Romans chapter 1.
第一章十九节。
Verse 19.
神的事情人所能知道，原显明在人心里，因为神已经给他们显明。这边告诉我们。
Here it tells us very clearly.
因为人有拜神的本性
Because man has this natural instinct to worship God
所以神的事情是显在人的心里
And that is why God is made plain to, God, to man
有一句话说穷则夫天痛则夫娘
There's a Chinese saying that a person who is in trouble will call out to heaven And a person who is in pain will call out to his mother
人有时候遇到困难的时候会去寻求神
When a person meet with problem, he will naturally seek God.
因为人的力量是有限的。
Because we all know that man's effort is limited.
人在天地之间也是很微小，而且非常的脆弱。
And that we are very finite in this universe, and we are indeed quite fragile.
再看二十节。
Verse 20.
自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性， 是明明可知，虽然肉眼不能见，但借着所造之物可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。这边告诉我们神的存在。
In verse 20, it tells us the existence of God.
啊，借着万物的造化。
And his existence is seen through the universe that is created by him.
啊，借着宇宙的次序。
And it's through the orders in the universe.
你可以体会得到。
We all can experience existence.
有一位神的存在。
There is God that exists in this universe.
我们住在加拿大。
We are living in Canada.
是一个风景非常美的国家。
And it's a beautiful city.
我们从春夏秋冬四个季节。
And in Vancouver, we can experience the four seasons.
你可以看到啊，春天的时候开了多美丽的花朵。
And in springtime, you can see beautiful flowers that blossom.
那这种生命是谁赐的呢？
And who is the one who gives life to these flowers?
它的色彩是谁给它打扮的呢？
And who is the one who has painted the beautiful colors on these flowers?
啊，夏天的时候也是很美。
And in summertime, we also can see it's very beautiful in Vancouver.
当秋天的时候有枫叶。
And the same for autumn, we can see the autumn leaves.
啊，各种色彩也是非常的美丽。
And the autumn colors that fill the street is also very beautiful to witness.
冬天的时候有雪。
And in winter, we have snow.
可是雪也不是只有白白的一片。
But snow is just not white in color.
我听说爱斯基摩人他们对雪的观察很深入。
I've heard that the Eskimos are the one who has deep, understanding of snow.
哦，说雪就有一百多种。
And to them, there are 100 different kinds of snow.
那你可以体会得到这个万物非常的奇妙。
So indeed, if you were to sit down and ponder, this whole universe is quite mysterious and miraculous.
有些事情我们真的要寻找到答案。
And a lot of time, we must seek for an answer.
就是天地间有一位造物主。
And the answer lies in that there's just God that exists in this universe.
有人在研究天文。
Some people study astrology.
看到这个天象星球的运转。
And when they see how the stars and the galaxy.
啊，科学家他会叹为观止。
They can only sigh and wonder.
而且静观万物皆自得。
And they can only marvel at the creations.
所以科学家他在啊，这个研究当中发现有一位神。
And in the studies of this universe, the scientists can only conclude that this is existence of God.
95% 以上的科学家都相信有神。
95% of scientists all believe that's God.
这个是他们的一种体验。
This is their personal experience from their research and studies.
神是存在的。
God exists.
这个是我们无可推诿。
It is something that we cannot deny.
只是有时候我们人不了解。
But it's only because that we men we don't understand.
所以二十一节这样讲。
That's why in verse 21 it says.
说人因为无知的心昏暗。
It says that because they do not know and that's why the darkness fills their heart.
啊，无知就是迷信之母。
Being doubtful and ignorant.
啊，所以无知。就会迷信。
The source of superstitious.
人虽然是聪明。
Although man is very smart and wise.
但是如果不认识神的荣耀。
However, if they do not believe in the glory of God.
啊，以受造之物的飞禽走兽啊，当作神来敬拜是不对的。
And they were to worship to the creatures rather to creator, then that's not right.
啊，因为那不是神。
Because those creatures.It's not creator and it's not God.
二十五节有这样说。
Verse 25 says,
我们敬拜侍奉是造物之主，不是受造之物。
That we serve the creator, not the created things.
啊，这也是我们应该去了解的。
And this is something that we must understand.
其实神存在，从很多地方可以体验得到。
In fact, the existence of God can be experienced from many factors.
啊，看耶伯记十二章。
Let's turn to the book of Job.
耶伯记十二章。
Job chapter 12.
十二章第七节。
Verse 17. Job chapter 12, verse.
耶伯记的十二章第七节。
Verse 7. 12 verse 7.
啊，你问走兽，走兽指教你；你问空中的飞鸟，飞鸟告诉你。第八节
Verse 8
你跟地说话，地指教你，海中的鱼也要向你说明。看这一切，谁不知道是耶和华的手做成的呢？还活物的生命和人类的气息都在他的手中。这边告诉我们，
Here it tells us，
我们可以从生命的奥秘来认识神的存在。
From the mysterious aspects of life, we can come and understand the existence of God.
我们看到灰群走兽。
When we see the birds of the air.
其实我们比如说，这个冬天快来的时候，
For example,
这个燕子就会南飞。
With the coming of winter, we can see that the sparrow will fly towards south.
他们成群结队，谁给他规划的？
And in flock they fly together. Who's the one who has planned all this?
谁告诉他冬天来了？
Who's the one who's going to tell them that winter is coming?
当春天的时候，他又飞回来了。
And in springtime they fly back again.
因为天气变暖和。
Because the weather has changed to be warmer.
他为什么知道这个季节的变化呢？
And how do they know this change of season?
这个是造物主的伟大。
And this is indeed the wonders of the Creator.
有人看到北极的地方有蜜蜂。
Some people have seen bees in the North Pole.
但是它的蜂窝是四层的。
But in the North Pole, if you look at the hives, it has four stories.
非常能够保温。
This hive, because of its makeup, it can keep the bees warm.
你看小小的蜜蜂，它就有这种智慧。
And just look at this tiny bee, it has such great wisdom.
我们加拿大有很有名的鲑鱼的回流。
And in Canada, we have this salmon.
那这个鱼啊，它生命的这种来回的这种历程。
And if you look at the life cycle of the salmon,
你会看到非常的奇妙，而且很让人感动。
And you will be moved by the life of salmon, and you find it also very miraculous.
其实当中的答案就是告诉我们。
And from all these, it's to tell us.
这个是造物主他的伟大。
The wonders of the Creator who has created all these things.
也让我们知道有一位神的存在。
And all this to tell us is this God that exists.
所以从万物当中我们可以知道有一位神。
Therefore, from all the created things, we know there is God.
我们来看希伯来书。
Let's turn the book of Hebrew.
希伯来书第三章。
Chapter 3.
三章第四节。
Verse 4。
希伯来书三章第四节。
Hebrew chapter 3 verse 4。
因为房屋都有人建造，建造万物就是神。
For every house is built by someone, but God is the builder of everything.
我们看到这个路上很多房屋
We see there are a lot of houses along the streets.
各式各样，五花八门，非常的美丽。
And they're all built in different styles, and some of them are indeed quite beautiful.
而且各有特色。
And each of them has its unique characteristic.
你就知道说，这个房屋有人建造。
So when you look at these houses, naturally you know that they are builders.
那我们要知道，建造万物就是神啊。
And to conclude that,we know there is this God that created this universe.
这个是一个很单纯而且很简单的一个答案。
And this is a very simple answer.
我们教会有一个弟兄他曾经到这个日本去求学。
There was a certain brother in our church. He went to Japan to study.
他当时是一个无神论的人。
At that time, he was an atheist.
有一天，在偶然的机会，
one day, out of coincident,
他看到一本书。
He saw a book.
这一本书叫做《圣经》。
And this book is Bible.
当他打开的时候，
And when he opened this Bible,
创世纪是第一卷。
The first chapter in the Bible is the book of Genesis.
那第一章第一节第一句话就是这样讲。
And the first chapter, first verse in the book of Genesis says,
说起初神创造天地。
In the beginning, God created heaven and earth.
这个是直截了当的告诉你。
And this tells us directly,
天地间有位神。
There is God in the universe.
他让我们知道信仰的追求。
He tells us this pursuit of faith.
所以圣经是神的话，而不是神话。
This Bible is the word of God. It's not just myth.
所以我们在信仰上也可以从圣经的真理来入门。
And from faith, we can start to enter into this path of truth.
来了解神到底他的存在以及他在哪里。
And seek for this existence of God and ask exactly where is God.
其实我们还可以从很多地方去证明。
And from many different areas, we can prove the existence of God.
比如说人有良心。
For example, we know that man has conscience.
人的良心也可以证明神的存在。
This conscience man can prove the existence of God.
人也知道有善恶的报应。
And man also know that this reward of good and evil.
那这个报应在神啊。
And this reward is from God himself.
这也是我们不容否认的。
And this is something that we cannot deny.
再来信仰上有很好的体验。
And next, in our faith, we have a lot of experiences.
就是当你向神祷告的时候。
For example, when we make our prayer to God,
你会体验到他的恩典。
We can experience the grace that has bestowed upon us.
圣经里面有很多神迹的记载。
In the Bible, there are many records of miracles.
包括自然界的神迹。
The miracles that pertain to natural wonders.
包括发生在人身上的神迹。
The miracle that happens to humans' lives.
那这种神迹非常奇妙。
And all these miracles are quite mysterious.
神迹就是神的作为。
Because miracles is the work of God.
是神的工作, 也是神的脚迹。
And it's a footprint that's left by God.
可以让我们知道他的存在。
To let us know his existence.
所以从这些理由,
And from all these,
我们可以冷静地去思考。
We can sit down and ponder very rationally.
神他是存在的。
That God indeed exists.
只是我们要了解神的本质。
But to understand this essence of God,
并不是说我们用人的手去雕刻。
Cannot just rely on the thought of man, where man seek to carve God out of his hand.
圣经有告诉我们。
Bible tells us,
说神是灵。
God is spirit.
因为他充满天地。
Because he fills all in all.
神是光。
God is light.
他住在人不能靠近的光里面。
He lives in a light that man cannot come close.
显明了他的荣耀、尊贵跟圣洁。
He reveals his glory and his holiness.
神是爱。
God is love.
因为他的爱是永远的爱。
Because his love is eternal.
他蛮有慈爱、蛮有怜悯。
He's filled with compassion and grace.
他用太阳照义人，也照歹人。
And with his love, with the sun that he has created, he shines upon the good and evil man.
他降雨给义人，也给不义的人。
He sends rain down to good and evil ones.
我们人都是神的儿女。
We are all the children of God.
他是我们生命的源头。
He is the source of our lives.
我们也是他所造的。
And we are all created by him.
他对我们的爱是不变。
And his love for us will never change.
只是我们不认识他。
And it's just because we do not know him.
对他的了解相当有限。
And we have very limited understanding of him.
但是我们从圣经里面的真理可以知道。
But from the Bible, we can come to know him.
神他是自由拥有的神。
God is the eternal God.
因为他是超越时间跟空间。
Because he is spirit, he surpassed time and space.
他是从永远到永远就是神。
He is the everlasting God.
而且他是独一无二的。
And he is the one and only God.
因为天地间只有一位神。
Because in the whole universe, there's only one true God.
他是又真又活的神。
He is a true and living God.
而且他的存在。
And his existence
含着三种特性。
Has three characteristics.
他是无所不知。
He is omniscient.
他是无所不在。
Omnipresent.
他也是无所不能。
Omnipotent.
那圣经告诉我们说神是隐藏的。
And the Bible tells us that God hide himself.
因为他是自隐的神。
Because his God is invisible.
因为他隐藏。
Because he hide himself.
但是他也可以显明。
But he can also reveal himself.
那这种 情形之下，有时候我们会觉得神似乎捉摸不定。
And because God is like this, it's very hard to grasp this essence of him.
有一句话这样讲。
And there's a saying that goes,
科学是用实验的。
That science goes by experiment.
信仰要用体验。
However, faith goes by experience.
当然要用我们的心灵去揣摩。
And we must use our spirit to experience God.
用我们的心眼去看见。
and with our spiritual eyes see God.
有个科学家叫做牛顿。
There was a scientist, his name is Newton.
有人问他说，你对信仰有什么看法？
And somebody asked Isaac Newton, what is your perspective of faith?
啊，有什么看法？
And what do you think of God?
牛顿这样讲。
And this is how Newton answered.
他说我闭着眼睛所看到的比我用望远镜看得更多。
He says that what I see with my eyes closed is much more than what I see with my eyes open.
望远镜所看的是有限的空间跟物质。
When I open my eyes, I can only see what is limited.
可是当你闭着眼睛用你的心灵用你的祷告用你的信心去追求的时候，
However, when I close my eyes and I use my heart and my spirit to pursue,
你会触摸到他。
I can see and experience God.
所以圣经里面告诉我们，
Therefore, the Bible tells us,
有时候我们因为对神的认识不够，
because of our very limited understanding of God,
所以无形当中会有一种偏差的观念。
Therefore, inevitably, we can have some diversion from the truth.
其实我们对信仰要有一个正确的认识。
But indeed, we must have a correct perspective of our faith.
就是说，知道我所信的是谁。
That we must know what we exactly believe in.
有一位保罗，他这样讲。
There was a person in the Bible, his name is Paul. This is what he said.
因为他有一次这个传福音到希腊的雅典。
There was once he was preaching the gospel to a place, Athens.
这个雅典也是一个非常虔诚在敬拜神的地方。
This place, Athens, is a place where a lot of people seek to worship God.
那当时他就看到很多人在拜神。
And in Athens, he saw many people worshiping God.
那拜神的时候他就看到了有一座坛。
And when he was there in Athens, he saw a monument.
那这座坛上面写的卫士之神。
And this monument is dedicated to an unseen God.
那雅典人他们有一种想法。
The Athenian, they have this thought.
因为神很多。
Because there are many gods.
你要认识不完。
It's difficult to know every god.
但是他们拜那么多神。
Because they have worshipped so many different gods.
他们也想到说，一定有一个神是更伟大的。
So in their mind, they would definitely think that there's a god that must be very powerful that they have neglected.
只是我们不认识他。
It's just that they do not know him.
所以用这个卫士之神的坛来敬拜。
So that's why they dedicated this monument to this unknown God that they worship to.
当时的保罗
At that time, Paul
就是告诉他们一段话。
He said to them,
我们来看《使徒行传》。
Let's turn to the book of Acts.
使徒行传的十七章。
Chapter 17.
使徒行传十七章。
Chapter 17.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
保罗站在雅列巴谷当中说众位雅典人我看你们还是很敬畏鬼神二十三节我游行的时候观看你们所敬拜的意见一座坛上面写着卫士之神你们所不认识的敬拜我现在告诉你们创造宇宙和其中万物的神他是天地的主就不住人手所造的殿也不用人的手来服侍，好像缺少什么，自己倒将生命气息万物赐给万人。他从一本造出万族的人住在全地上，并且预先定准他们的连线和所住的疆界。二十七节，是要叫他们寻求神，或者可以揣摩而得。其实神离我们个人不远。这边告诉我们，
From these verses to tell us,
我们如果拜卫士之神。
That if we were to worship to an unknown God,
那我们不知道所信的是谁啊。
And then, this means to tell us that we do not know who this God is.
那反过来，你要拜的是你所认识的神。
On the other hand, we must worship a known God.
所以你要想说，这个神跟我有什么关系？
Then we must ask, what is this relationship between me and God?
他是天地的主。
God is the creator.
他是造化的主。
And he is the one who created the heaven and earth.
他是赐福的神。
He is God that gives us blessing.
也是命运的神。
And He's God that determines our life.
哦, 因为我们的生命动作存留都在他。
Because every act of our movement, our lives is all unto Him.
我们的年限跟疆界他在定的。
And He determined and set the times for us, the places where we should live.
啊, 这边说我们也是他生的啦。
Here it tells us that he's the one who has given birth to us.
啊, 当然我们会觉得说生我的是父母啊。
Of course, we'll think that it's our mother that who has given birth to us.
为什么我们是神生的?
Then why is that we are given birth by God?
是指说神他是赐我们的灵魂, 就是生命。
But God is indeed the one who has given us life, the spirit.
我们信仰当然是在于寻根。
And our faith is to seek for our root.
那寻根就是在溯源。
And to seek for this root is to seek for the source.
哦, 你的源头在哪里?
And where is the source?
我们人, 啊, 有我们的父母。
And we know that every one of us have our parents.
有祖父母。
Grandparents.
有曾祖父母。
And we have great grandparents. And so on.
哦, 有太祖父母。
We have our ancestor.
你一代一代向上一直推上去,
and if we were to trace our ancestor,
一定有第一个人,
there must be one person.
圣经很清楚告诉我们, 第一个人就是神,
there is a blank spot.
而且达尔文对进化论, 他也是知道说这是推测, 而不是真理。
And Darwin, he knows his theory is only a hypothesis and it's not a fact.
哦, 他也不能承认说他这个, 啊, 学说是正确的。
And he cannot conclude that his theory is 100% correct.
那圣经很清楚告诉我们, 我们, 啊, 万物, 还有人类是神所创造的。
But the Bible tells us very clearly that this heaven and earth is created by God Himself.
啊, 所以这边也教导我们,
so this Bible tells us here,
哦, 我们对神应该用什么样的心,
and tells us what kind of heart that we should have towards God.
哦, 因为他不住人手所造的殿,
because it's not served by human hand.
哦, 不是说你把它放在那里, 他就在那里。
And it doesn't mean that if we were to put God in one place and He stays there.
啊, 他也不要用物质, 不用物质来敬拜他。
And He doesn't need us to use any object to worship Him.
因为万物都是他的。
Because everything in this world belongs to Him.
哦, 那神也不是用雕刻的。
And God cannot be made by hand.
哦, 这个29节、23节都有写。
And in verse 29,
29节跟30节都有写。
And 30 tells us that He's not made of any silver or stone.
哦, 所以我们要去明白。 去揣摩去追求,
so we must come to an understanding, we must ponder, we must seek, and we must ask.
啊, 古时候有一个人叫约伯,
in ancient time there was this person, his name is Job.
啊, 他对神讲了一句话,
and he said this to God,
说我从前昏闻有你呢,
before I only heard of you,
可是我现在亲眼看见你。 为什么他会这样讲呢? 啊, 因为他过去对神的认识不多。
Because in the past, he didn't have much understanding of who God is.
啊, 当他在人生的经历里面, 经过很多的, 啊, 这个考验之后,
but after when he has experienced a lot in his life, 他知, all the ups and downs,
他知道有一位神,
then he come to know there is God.
而且他真的是眼见,
and he has indeed seen this God with his eyes.
从他的心眼里面去看到,
and he saw this God with his spiritual eyes.
我们来看这个耶伯记。
Let's turn to this book of Job, page 383.
啊, 耶伯记42章。
Chapter 42, page 383.
42章第5节。
Verse 5, book of Job, chapter 42, page 383, verse 5.
啊, 我们从第二节看。
Let us read from chapter, verse 2 onward.
啊, 我知道你万事都能做, 你的意志不能拦阻, 谁用无知的言语使你的旨意隐藏呢? 我所说的是我不明白, 这些事太奇妙, 是我不知道。 求你听我, 我要说话, 我问你, 求你指示我, 我从前风闻有你, 现在亲眼看见你。 很多事情很奇妙。
There are many things in this world that's very miraculous.
哦, 所以耶伯他发现到说, 诶, 原来真的神就是在这里。
And here Job, he all of a sudden realized that God exists and God is here.
我们看23章。
Let's look in chapter 23, book of Job.
约伯记二十三章第三节。
Job chapter 23, verse
3. 唯愿我能知道在哪里可以寻见神，能到他的台前。神在哪里，我可以找到他。
If only I could go to his dwellings.
刚刚我们看使徒行传十七章的时候。
Just now when we read Acts chapter 17.
说神离我们不远啊。
And we know that God is not far from us.
因为神到底在哪里呢？
Where exactly is God?
以这个浩瀚的宇宙来讲。
And we will look at this whole universe.
神他是充满天地的。
God fills all in all in this universe.
我们看耶利米书。
Let's turn to the book of Jeremiah.
耶利米书二十三章二十三节。
Chapter 23, verse 23.
二十三章二十三节。
Chapter 23, verse 23, page 554.
耶和华说：“我岂是近处的神呢？不也是远处的神吗？”耶和华说：“人岂能在隐秘处藏身？
Verse 24.
使我看不见他呢？”耶和华说：“我岂不充满天地吗？”神在哪里
？Where is God？
他充满天地。
God fills heaven and earth.
因为神充满天地。
Because God fills heaven and earth.
所以我们会觉得说神好像离我们好远。
And sometimes we feel like God is far away.
其实神今天在我们当中。
But in fact, God is very close by.
为什么这样讲呢
？And why is this so?
我们来看以弗所书。
Let's turn the book of Ephesians.
以弗所书第四章。
Chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章。
Chapter 4.
第六节。
Verse 6.Ephesians chapter 4 verse 6.
以弗所书四章六节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 6.
一神就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。这边告诉我们。
Here in verse 6 it tells us.
神是一位。
That there's one God.
他是众人的父。
And father of all.
所以我们称他为天父。
And therefore we call him heavenly father.
那他超乎众人之上。
And he is over all and through all and in all.
因为他充满天地。
Because he fills the whole universe.
在至高荣耀之处。
And he is the glorious one in a glorious place.
再来说冠乎众人之中。
And here it says that he is in all.
就是指道成肉身的耶稣了。
And this tells us that he comes in flesh.As in Christ Jesus.
因为耶稣他是天上的神。
Because Christ Jesus is God in heaven.
他为了爱人，为了救世人，所以他成为肉身来到世上。
Because God so loved this world, he comes into this world in flesh.
那第三句话说住在众人之内。
And here's it says, God lives in all.
所以神他也在我们的心里。
And God fills in our heart.
我们的心灵可以跟他沟通。
And our spirit can have communion with him.
这个是一种信仰的一种追求。
And this is a pursuit of our faith.
我们来看约翰福音。
Let's turn to the book of John.
约翰福音第一章。
Chapter
1. 约翰福音的第一章。
John chapter 1.
第一节。
Verse 1.
太初有道，道就是神。道与神同在，道就是神。这边说太初。
Here it says in the beginning was the word.
什么是太初?
What was this beginning?
太初是超越时间空间的。
This beginning refers to this beginning surpassed time and space.
它是从亘古到永远就是神啊。
It starts from the beginning to the end, and this beginning refers to God.
老子说道可道非常道，名可名非常名。老子啊。
There was a Chinese philosopher.
说这个道可道，但是非常道。你要怎么讲？但是它不是一般的道。
This truth or this path, is not the common path or the truth.
因为这个道就是神。
Because this truth refers to God Himself.
所以十四节就讲。
And in verse 14, it tells us.
说道成肉身住在我们当中。
The word.The truth became flesh.
十八节就说。
And made his dwelling among us.
从来没有人看见过神啊。
And verse 18, it says, No one has ever seen God.
就是父怀里的独生子把他表明出来。
And God is the one and only one who is at Father's side, has made him known.
啊, 所以耶稣他是神, 啊,
so Jesus himself is God.
这个圣经的约翰福音到20章的时候有一个多马, 他对耶稣讲一句话, 说, 我的主, 我的神。
In the Bible, there was this person, his name is Thomas, he said, my Lord, my God.
因为这个多马, 哦, 当主耶稣从死复活以后啊,
After when Jesus had raised from the dead,
门徒说, 我们看见主了。
The disciples said, we have seen God, the Lord.
那多马因为没有看见, 不信啊。
But because Thomas did not see it himself, that's why he did not believe.
哦, 后来他看见了,
and the moment when he saw,
他从他心里就讲出一句话,
and from his heart he said,
说, 我的主, 我的神,
he said, my Lord, my God.
他为什么对耶稣这样讲?
Why is that he said this to Jesus?
因为他真的就是神,
because indeed, Jesus himself is God.
是成为肉身来到世上, 又从死复活, 他又升天,
he's the one which came into this world in flesh and has resurrected from dead.
有人曾经问爱迪生,
there was a person who asked Edison,
因为他称为发明大王,
because he is regarded as one of the greatest inventors.
哦, 说你那么会发明, 你一生中最大的发现是什么?
And they asked him, since you're such a great inventor, what is one of your greatest discovery?
这个爱迪生他这样说,
this is what is, Edison said.
说我一生当中最大的发现就是发现耶稣是神。
And this is his answer. One of my greatest discoveries in my life is that Jesus is God.
他是真神。
He is the true God.
法国有个拿破仑。
There was this Frenchman, Napoleon.
哎, 他曾经这样说。
Once he said.
说耶稣是谁啊?
Who is Jesus?
说古代, 啊, 很多的这个, 啊, 这个皇帝, 啊, 或者领袖, 他把武力, 建立在这个, 他把国度建立在武力上面。
In the past, a lot of nations, they built their power on their military forces.
啊, 可是当他的国度衰退以后, 就没有人再纪念了。
But the moment when this nation perished, nobody will remember about the power of the emperor or the king.
啊, 可是唯有耶稣把他的国度, 啊, 建立在爱上面。
But only Jesus himself, he has established his power on love.
而且他的国度是永远的。
And this nation is eternal, is everlasting.
哦, 基督的国度非常奇妙。
Christ's nation is very miraculous.
所以有人对耶稣的了解, 有人对耶稣的了解,
and that's the understanding of some people.
认为他是圣人。
The understanding of some people with regard to Jesus is that
认为他是先知,
he is a prophet.
哎, 其实耶稣是真神。
But Jesus indeed is God.
主耶稣没有为自己写过一本传记。
Jesus, he's never written a biology for himself.
但是世界上最畅销的书就是圣经为他写的。
But this whole Bible is the bestseller, was written for Jesus.
耶稣没有为自己盖过一栋房屋。
Jesus has never built a house for himself.
可是世界上很多教堂是为他盖的。
But in this world, there are many churches that was built for him.
主耶稣没有为自己做过一首歌。
Jesus has never made a hymn or song for himself.
啊, 可是世界上最有名的音乐家却为他 谱上了弥赛亚颂。
But in this world, the greatest composer has created the most powerful hymns, Messiah for Jesus.
因为他真的是万王之王，万主之主。
Because indeed he's the Lord of Lords and King of Kings.
所以他今天借着他来建立的教会。
And today, through him, a church is established.
所以教会就是耶稣的身体。
And this church is the body of Christ.
是借着圣灵居住的所在。
And this church is the dwelling of the Holy Spirit.
那既然耶稣是神,
if Jesus himself is God,
那教会是有耶稣同在,
then this church must have the abidance of Jesus.
教会应当要有神同在,
and this church must have the abidance of God.
所以神在哪里?
And so where is God?
他也在教会里面。
God is in this church.
他充满天地。
He fills the heaven and earth.
他也在天地之间。
And he is in this universe.
他也住在我们每个人的心里。
He is also in our heart.
让我们信仰有体验。
So that we can experience him in our lives.
所以教会有神同在。
So this church has the abidance of God.
因为教会他传扬圣经的真理。
Because this church preaches the truth from the Bible.
那神也用神迹来证实所传的道。
And God also through his miracle proved this truth that is preached.
所以信仰的体验是很宝贵的。
So the experience of faith is very precious.
我们在教会当中有很多见证。
In church, we can hear many testimony.
哦，有医病赶鬼的见证。
We have seen testimony that has healed the illness.
或者死人复活。
And the dead raised to life.
或者蒙恩的见证。
And many other testimony.
你会体会到说生命在神的手中。
And from all this, we can experience that life is indeed in God's hand.
平安是他所赐的。
And peace is bestowed by Him.
那你信仰上的体验。
And from the experiences that we encounter,
因为这一位神他超乎众人之上。
We know that this God surpass a human.
他也贯乎众人之中。
And he lives in human.
但是他也住在众人之内。
And he also lives in us.
所以我们要追求信仰。
So we have to pursue for our faith.
我们要从心灵里面来追求。
We must start from our heart.
因为今天神也跟教会同在。
Because today God is with this church.
哦，所以我们在教会里面。
Therefore in church.
我们可以体验到神在我们当中。
We can experience God among us.
我们也借着圣经来了解认识他。
And through the Bible, we can also come to know Him.
那我们要知道神在哪里。
So today we must ask, where is God?
他离我们不远。
God is not far from us.
我们第一个方法可以用推理的去探讨。
And the first way to come to know Him is through to analyze.
啊，比如说地上湿湿的，你知道下雨了。
And through analytical approach, we know that if the floor is wet, then it must have rained.
你看到沙滩上的脚印，知道有人走过。
And when we see a footprint on the beach, we know that some people has walked past.
你可以去查考真理。
We can seek God from this Bible.
从圣经入门。
From the Bible, we can make a start.
来认识他。
To know God.
第二个就是你可以去体验。
Next, we can experience God.
体验可以借着祷告。
And through prayer, we can come experience.
比如说这一杯水。非常的甘甜。啊，是冷的或者热的。哎，你喝喝看。你就会知道说这杯水冷得很清凉，热得很温暖。
Only when you drink the water, then you know exactly what's the taste of water like.
哎，这一杯果汁很好喝。
And if people say that this glass of juice is very tasty,
你喝喝看，体验一下。
Then you must yourself drink it and experience it for yourself.
所以诗篇三十四篇说，你要尝尝主恩的滋味。
Therefore, in the book of Psalms, it tells us that you must experience the sweetness of God.
真的，当你体验到这个滋味的时候
，It's only when you taste the sweetness of blessing of God.
你会觉得说，哎，这个信仰是有味道的。
Then you know that this faith is one that is very is flavorful.
神不是抽象的。
God is not abstract.
他是真的在我们当中的。
God is real. He dwells in our heart.
我们来看耶伯记。
Let's turn to the book of Job.
我们来看耶伯记二十章。
Chapter 20.
耶伯记的二十章。
Page 370, Chapter 20, Book of Job.
二十二章哈。
Sorry, Chapter 22.
二十二章二十一节。
Verse 21.
二十一节，你要认识神，就得平安，福气也必临到你。
Submit to God and be at peace with Him. In this way, prosperity will come to you.
看二十五节。
Verse 25.
全能者必做你的珍宝，做你的宝银。
Then the Almighty will be your gold, the choicest silver for you.
你要以全能者为喜乐，向神扬起脸来，你要祷告他，他就听你。你也要还你的愿，你定意做何事，必然给你成就。亮光必照耀你的路。
Verse 28.
所以我们认识神是有福气的。
So for us who come to know God, we receive great blessing.
认识神可得平安。
Because the moment we know God, we can be at peace with Him.
我曾经遇到一个信徒。
I've met a believer once.
他信主以前啊。
Prior to his belief in Christ.
常常生病。
He was very ill.
而且他也医生也告诉他说他就是结婚也没有办法生育。
And the doctor said that he's impotent and he will not be able to have any children.
那后来因为遇到教会的这个信徒。
After when he met a members.
带领他来信主。
and brought him to come to believe in the Lord Jesus.
信了主以后,
and after when he believed in the Lord Jesus,
啊, 很奇妙的, 啊, 这个信了耶稣啊, 身体好起来,
and miraculously his illness started to recover from his illness and become better. And in his walk of faith, he has experienced a lot of blessing from God.
啊, 有一天我到他家去访问,
and one day when I pay him a visit,
啊, 他告诉我说, 我这三个孩子就是信耶稣的恩典啊,
and he said that my children, look at them, they are all a blessing from God.
哦, 因为他先生姓杨,
this brother, his young, his 哦, brother young.
他第一个孩子叫做杨信生，信耶稣才生的。
And he gave names to all his children. The first one is the meaning of this. The name of the first child is believing in Christ.
啊，第二个孩子叫做杨信好，信耶稣很好。
And the second child, he names this child. The meaning of the name is good in believing in God.
啊，第三个孩子就是杨信勇。 信耶稣要勇敢, 传福音做见证。
And the third child, the meaning of the name is to be brave in preaching the gospel.
诶, 我们真的是把好东西要跟好朋友分享。
And indeed, whatever good things that we have, we want to share with our friends.
哦, 所以你说神在哪里?
So today, if we ask where is God,
其实他在我们的生活当中,
God is in our lives.
啊, 常常与我们同在。
And He's always with us.
只是有时候我们看不到他。
But sometimes it's because we cannot see him.
但是其实他是与我们同在的。
But indeed we must believe that he is with us.
啊, 有一篇短文啊,
there was a short article.
这里面在描述一段事情。
And it tells us a story.
啊, 它的主题是沙滩的脚印。
This article, the theme is a footprint on the beach.
啊, 它里面这样写。
And this is how it says.
他说有一天晚上,
One night,
我做了一个梦,
I had a dream.
啊, 在梦中我跟主在沙滩上同行。
In my dream, I was walking with the Lord.
啊, 这时候天空中出现了我一生的, 啊, 这个经历跟光景。
And out of the sky, the flash scenes of my life.
啊, 每当每一幕, 啊, 出现在我眼前的时候,
every time each scene that appeared before me,
啊, 我都看到沙滩上有两行脚印。
I saw two set of footprints on the beach.
啊, 一行是我的, 一行是神的。
One set is mine and one set is God.
啊, 当我人生的最后一幕出现在我眼前的时候,
but however, when the last scene that flashed before my eyes,
啊, 我回头看我这个沙滩上的脚印,
when I look back and look at the footprint on the beach,
我发现我的人生当中有很多脚印只有一行。
And I found that during the deepest moment of my life, there is only one set of footprint.
而那正是我人生最低潮, 啊, 最忧伤的时候。
And when I saw the one set of footprint, it was during the time when I was feeling the most sorrowful.
啊, 我就问父神说,
so I asked this Heavenly Father,
啊, 说主啊, 当我决定跟随你的时候,
and I asked him and said, the moment when I've decided to follow you,
哦, 你不是应许要与我同行吗?
Didn't you promise that you're going to walk with me?
可是我发现人生最艰难的时候, 为什么只有一行脚印呢?
But then I realized that, why is that during the hardest moment of my life, 哦, there's only one set of footprint?
我不明白,
I do not understand.
为什么我最需要你的时候, 你却离我而去?
Why is that during the time when I need you most, you have left me?
诶, 这个时候, 主就对他说,
and this time the Lord answered him,
说孩子啊,
my child,
在你受苦的时候,
during the time of your trial and tribulations,
啊, 在你经历人生最艰难的阶段,
during the hardest moment of your life,
其实我从未离开过你,
I've never departed from you.
因为你看到那一行脚印,
when you saw that one set of footprint,
看起来好像没有主跟你同行,
seems like the Lord is not with you.
其实那一行脚印是我抱着你走过去的,
but rather that footprint, it was I who was carrying you.
啊, 所以神在哪里?
So where is God?
我们最后看一节圣经,
let us look in the Bible.
西班雅书,
let's look in the book of Zephaniah.
啊, 西班雅书,
Zephaniah,
西班雅书第三章,
chapter 3,
十七节,
verse 11.
西班雅书三章十七节,
sorry, chapter 3, verse 17, page 667.
啊, 耶和华你的神是施行拯救, 大有能力的主, 在 他在你中间，必因你欢心喜乐，默然爱你。
The Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing.
我们也盼望圣经里面这一句话，神默然爱你，能够成全在我们的身上，跟我们的家庭。
And we hope that God will love you, love you and your family.
我们相信神的存在。
We believe in the existence of God.
我们也相信他跟我们的关系很密切。
And we believe that he has close relationship with all of us.
就好像父母跟儿女一样。
It's just like the love between parents and children.
我们也可以了解神他在天，在地。
And we, know that God is, in the universe.
他充满万有。
He fills all.In all.
今天神就是借着耶稣成为肉身来到世上。
And today, through the Lord Jesus, God has come, to this world in flesh.
他也用永远的爱爱我们。
And he uses love, eternal love to love us.
因为耶稣是真神。
Because the Lord Jesus is the true God.
他也借着教会。
And it's through the church.
来让我们知道神真的在这里。
That he let us know that God is indeed here.
所以创世纪二十八章雅各说，神真的在这里，我怎么不知道？
And that's why in the book of Genesis chapter 8, Jacob said, God is here, how come is that I don't know?
因为他看到天梯啊。
He saw this heaven ladder.
有一个通天的梯子。
There's this ladder that goes all the way up to heaven.
今天教会也是通天的梯子。
And today this church, is also a ladder.
来引导我们认识神。
And that will teach you truth, that will, teach us to understand God.
那神也是在我们的心里。
God is in our heart.
我们来看这个约翰福音。
Let's turn to the book of John.
约翰福音第四章。
John chapter 4.
约翰福音四章二十四节。
Chapter 4, verse 24.
二十四节。
Chapter 4, verse 24.
神是个灵，所以拜神要用心灵和诚实拜他。
God is spirit, and his worshipper must worship in spirit and in truth.
愿我们能够在信仰上有更宝贵的体验。
And we hope that all of us, all of you here, can have a deeper experience in faith.
我们现在请诗班，来献诗。